Andy.
Another one.
The celebrity hotline is ringing.
It's exciting.
It is. Good morning, Justin Moore.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, Justin. Welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. I mean, as well as can be expected. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Yeah, I'm in my basement. I've been broadcasting from here for the past couple of weeks, and Dave is in the studio with our producer, Donnie. So you've got the best of both of us right now, my friend.
I love it. Yeah, I'm sure these interviews have changed for you too, Justin. Like, where are you right now?
Yeah, well, I'm actually using my office for the first time since my wife and I moved in our house like 3 years ago.
Congratulations.
So I guess that's one thing. I finally have spent the time to go set up my office, hang stuff on the walls and do all that stuff and actually use it, you know. But we're just trying to make the most of it. We don't have the opportunity to have extended periods of time off at home, you know, so we're trying to appreciate that and make the most of it.
I know, though, that Justin, even when you are really busy with work and touring and things like that, you are such a family guy. So you must be loving having all this time with your kiddos and your wife.
Yeah, I am. I mean, like I said, we don't get outside of our one long break, you know, over the winter, the holidays. We don't get, you know, months at a time off. We may get weeks at a time off, but not months. And so we're taking this opportunity to do some things we've been wanting to do again since we moved in our house, and that was years ago. Like plant a garden. We're going to plant a garden. We've got that going, and trying to get my pond stocked, which is something I've been putting off. Just trying to go down the list of things that honestly I've been saying that I didn't have time to do. I probably did and just didn't make time to do them. But just kind of hole up at the house like everybody else.
And I'm worried, though, Justin, based on the video for Why We Drink, that if you have too much free time, someone's going to get injured.
Well, my wife always jokes that I have a little rain cloud that follows me around. So if anybody does, it'll probably be me. I've got a big gash on my forehead right now because we were riding four-wheelers the other day, and I had forgotten that I had a piece of the front of my four-wheeler that I was loose and I didn't have strapped down, and I was going about 55, 60 mile an hour on my four-wheeler, and the whole piece flew off and hit me right in the head. So if anybody does get injured around here, fortunately for the kids and my wife's sake, it's more than likely going to be me.
Kids, this is what not to do.
That's right.
And it's appropriate that we're talking to you today because it is also National Beer Day. So how will you be celebrating that, Justin Moore?
Well, it ain't like I'm going anywhere, so I guess I can maybe day drink a little bit.
And I bet you never in your wildest dreams thought that you would be doing a virtual concert before a virtual NASCAR race. So tell us about that from this past week.
Yeah, it's so weird. I mean, I'm fortunate that technology allows us to still stay connected and, you know, obviously you guys and the fans. So that's a good thing. But, you know, we'd rather be out there with everybody, obviously. But that was fun. You know, we've done a lot with NASCAR or alongside NASCAR over the years. And, you know, they called me or emailed me and said, hey, we've started this iRacing thing just to try to keep their fans engaged. And we thought we'd go ahead and add a free pre-race concert. And so I had the opportunity to do it with a guy who I've become really good friends with, Austin Dillon, who's driving the number 3 car right now and for RCR. And it was fun. I tell you what, your overhead really goes down, you know, when it's just me and a guitar and I walk out to the pool house. The one good thing is you ain't got to pay a whole lot of gas money to get to places for our tractor trailers and buses and all that stuff.
For sure. So, you know, it's interesting, too, because we keep hearing people saying, you know, we can't wait until we get back to normal. But I think that normal is not going to be the same as it was before all this. So, I mean, obviously, you're still going to be going out on tour so that you can perform in front of people and do live shows. But have you thought about that? How else is normal life really going to change because of all of this?
You know, I don't know that I could answer how it's going to change, but I do agree with you that it more than likely will change. And so I'm just like you guys, I'm kind of interested to see how that unfolds. And, you know, we were having a conversation, a guy who I coached softball with yesterday about, you know, softball, because softball season just kind of got wrecked with this whole thing, obviously, too. And I'm talking about coaching my daughters. We were having conversations about, you know, when possibly we may be able to go back and play some ball. And I said, man, honestly, unfortunately, we kind of just have to monitor this on a weekly basis, because it changes hourly, daily, weekly. And so we just kind of have to continue to monitor it. And we'll do the same with, you know, what touring will look like down the road. You know, as of right now, we're slated to go back in June, and hopefully that's the case, but who knows, it may not be.
Right.
Well, we're loving the hit single Why We Drink, and we are looking forward to hearing you do that live when you do get back on the road. Justin Moore, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. Y'all stay safe, and it's good to talk to y'all.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
All right, bye-bye.
Mornings with the Andy Summers Show on 92.5 XTU.
As the coronavirus crisis enters another week, Philadelphia area small business owners now have access to billions of dollars of relief funding to help alleviate some of their pain. Join 92.5 XTU as we present a free 30-minute webinar this Wednesday, April 8th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.